This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB.
Guys, I know we talk a lot about smartphones here, but I thought it would maybe be nice to hear about something that's not Apple and not Android. Well, of sorts.
Is there anything?
Yeah, believe it or not, there are other options out there. And one in particular is from RNIB, and it's called Blindshell. Paul Porter is joining us now to talk about it. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Stephen. It's a pleasure yet again.
It is great to talk to you again. And this week, we're going to talk about Blindshell. First of all, Paul, I've heard this name come up a few times. What is it?
It's a mobile phone, but it's been specially designed by a company in the Czech Republic. I still want to say Czechoslovakia, you know, but
yeah,
that's showing my age. developed by a company in the Czech Republic. It's a touchscreen phone, but it's been designed to be easier to use in a non-visual way. So it's quite ironic, but when sighted people look at it, they think, oh, this is a bit odd, you know, it doesn't really work. But when blind people use it, we kind of get the idea and I think get to grips with it quite quickly.
Okay, so talk me through some of the functions and features.
Okay, so compared to your average smartphone, it is fairly, I won't say basic because that's a bit unfair, but it does most of the functions that you'd expect from a mobile phone. So you can make and receive calls, you can send and receive text messages, you can add contacts and find numbers to dial from your contacts. It has some basic email and internet functions and color recognition and currency recognition. Some of it you can do by interacting with a touchscreen and using different gestures that we'll come on to. And it also has some voice activation features where you can get it to dial numbers or contacts by using your voice. So, you know, it is a nice, simple, easy-to-use phone that might help people become more familiar with the touchscreen concept, because a lot of blind and partial sighted people just think, how can I possibly use a touchscreen? It's just not possible. But, you know, we all know, and we've talked about it on Tech Talk a lot, but it is possible, albeit, you know, you need to put a bit of time and effort into learning how to use it. We found with Blindshell that users are able to, you know, pick up and use it fairly quickly without, you know, having to learn too many what they might perceive as complicated gestures at first.
So this is for someone who is at the stage in their life where they maybe want a mobile phone and maybe even want to get into the smartphone world, but not necessarily as far as going out and buying an Android or an iPhone.
That's right. I mean, in my day job, you know, we get a lot of people who just want a button phone for whatever reason. It might be perceptions. It might be they just don't want to put the effort into learning how to use a touchscreen, and that's fine. They just want a phone they can pick up and use. It's got, you know, traditional buttons and, you know, the phones that people have been using for the last sort of 18 years or so with speech on them. Those phones, unfortunately, are getting more and more difficult to find. There really isn't a newish phone that has buttons. There is one, the Capsys Smart Vision 2, that is a touchscreen and a keypad phone, but you're looking at over £500, which, you know, may be an issue for some people. So Blindshell, I guess, comes into the sort of area that you've suggested, Stephen, where you've got people who are looking to get a fairly up-to-date phone, don't want to pay for an iPhone or an Android phone, whatever it might be, but want something that's fairly easy to use. And Blindshell does that. It has four basic gestures that you need to learn in order to use the phone. So it basically takes the concept of touchscreen technology and, you know, interfaces that with usability in a non-visual way. So, you know, the simple answer, I guess, is, yeah, it is fairly easy to use, albeit it is a touchscreen, and it's, you know, it's a system that people might initially find challenging, shall we say, but, you know, most people do get used to the concept.
Just so we can get an idea of this, you know, talk us through how it actually looks. I mean, by feel or by touch.
So it feels like a typical Android phone. You've got, I think it's about a 4.5-inch screen. On the left-hand side, you've got a volume up and down button. On the right-hand side, you've got a power button. The charging socket is at the top. You've also got a headphone socket. And that's all you've got apart from the touch screen, which takes up the whole screen, if you like, I guess, apart from the earpiece. So when you turn the phone on, you've got 9 options on the screen. And you simply move through the options by touching the right-hand side of the screen with one finger to move from option 1 to option 2 to option 3. You move left, go back the way by touching the left-hand side of the screen. So you go from 3 to 2 to 1. to open an option, you touch the middle of the screen, and to go back to a previous level, you touch two fingers on the screen. So those are the four main gestures that you use to navigate around the phone. So I've got one here, so I can give you an example. I've turned it on. It's like, so it says call 1 of 9, and it's given us the date. So I've turned the volume up. So I'm now going to go to option two.
Messages 2 of 9.
So each time you touch the right hand side of the screen with one finger, and you can touch pretty much anywhere vertically.
Contacts 3 of 9. More applications 4 of 9.
And we can go back the way.
Contacts 3 of 9. Messages 2 of call 1 of 9.
And you get a beep to let you know it's the first option. You can cycle round and round. It doesn't stop at 1 or 9. If I want to open the call menu, I touch the middle of the screen with one finger.
Dial contact.
And you press that for maybe about half a second. So we've got dial contact.
Dial number,
and call history. So if I go to dial number, again,
number.
I press and hold. And that brings up a standard keypad. So to dial a number, I find the 0, for example.
8, 0.
Then I take a second finger, touch and release.
0.
And then take the first finger off, and that you get a little click, and it inputs a 0. So if I want a 2, for example.
2, 2.
And then 0 again.
0, 0.
And then 7.
7.
And then 3.
6. 3. 3.
And then 9.
9. 4. 1.
1. 1. Etc. And if I made a mistake,
delete character.
I can find the delete button bottom right. Again, press and release with a second finger.
Delete character. 1 deleted. Delete character. Delete character. 9 deleted. Delete character. Delete character. 3.
And so on. So, you know, it's tactile in the sense that as you run your finger around, it tells you what you're touching. And it doesn't activate it until you touch the second finger and then release. So, you know, it seems a little fiddly at first, I would say. But once you get used to it, you know, it does work quite well. If you're used to using buttons, then it is, again, a different concept. But I think it's one that people can learn to cope with quite quickly.
Okay, so all sounds good. How much does it cost?
So the Blind Shell is $249. It's available from RNIB. It comes with an hour's training, which we can do in one block or we can do in 2 or 3 sessions. You also have ongoing support from my team, so we can talk you through anything that you might need help with or any questions you've got. You can contact us in the normal way.
Sounds really good, Paul. Thank you so much for being here on Tech Talk.
It's a pleasure, and speak to you soon.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.